Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet. Look at all those hockey experts. Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts. I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shots.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert. APP. What a ding-a-ling. Linsanity. I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan, you got plenty of money. Get you a driver. Bump that. Side pieces. Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina. Hey, dancing to that. You got to get down to that, man.
Yeah, you know.
Welcome back from New Orleans.
Yes.
The Big Easy. The Easy's back.
Yes.
And, of course, he's here. Big Shot's here. And, of course.
Hey.
You know, after a great week at Hornets games, I guess. And, of course, I'm here, as always. And I get to wear this jersey again. Even though he's not in Dallas, which I'm fine. Whatever.
Getting mine as soon as they start selling them.
He's not an Eagle. As long as he ain't an Eagle, I don't care.
As soon as they start selling them, I'm getting them.
I don't blame you.
I believe he's happy he's not an Eagle.
Man, I can't wait.
Money don't buy you everything. I'm just saying. You know, go to Philly. Doesn't make you happy to go to Philly.
I don't
no care. Brotherly love in the city of Philadelphia.
I don't care what the reasoning is. He's with us now. That's all I care about.
And we will talk about that. We'll do NFL stuff on the Sunday show, actually. We'll talk about all the NFL news on Sunday. But there's a whole bunch of stuff we got to talk about NFL. You know, a live free agent. We're talking about the trade, DeMarco Murray going to Tennessee. We got a bunch of stuff we're going to talk about
yes.
for that show, man. But today's show, we're talking NBA. NBA is the first thing we're going to talk about because it's the hottest thing going right now. I mean, you get ready, the playoff stretch is coming. You know, we're only 20 games left in the season.
20 games left in the season? Where has the season gone?
I know where it's going. I don't want to say, but, you know, it's been interesting. This second half, you look at the losses. You know, I want to talk about that real fast. The Lakers beat the Warriors last Sunday, 112-95.
Like beat them.
They beat the dog snot out of them.
They beat them.
Then the most embarrassing loss of the season. The Cavs lose to the Grizzlies, 106-103. Grizzlies without four starters and 7 players on the bench. Which loss is worse, the Lakers losing to the Warriors or the Cavs losing to the Grizzlies?
I think it's the Warriors losing to the Lakers because how good the Warriors are and how bad the Lakers are. At the end of the day, Cleveland is not as good as Golden State. L.A. is not as bad or is not as good as Minnesota or Memphis. That's just plain fact.
One stat to throw at you, it's the first time ever a team under 200 beat a team over 900.
That's what I'm saying.
Winning percentage.
That Golden State LA game, and not just that, but when you look at it, I know Cleveland was at home. They lost by 3. Golden State got whooped. I mean, they did not look like they should have been on the court with LA that night, and that was a problem for me.
Well, to give the Lakers some credit, they've won 3 out of their last 5 games. D'Angelo Russell is starting to play like a star. He had 39 against Brooklyn like 2 nights before they played Golden State. Him and Jordan Clarkson are going to be a nice little backcourt if they can hold those two guys together. The Warriors shot like crap. They turned the ball over. I guess they just came into the Laker game. They must have went out the night before, partying in Hollywood somewhere. It's like, oh, we're playing the Lakers. We got this. We could just cruise in. And, you know, you can't just show up. Especially when you're the champ and you're the team with the target on your back. You got to be ready to take team's best shots, even if it's a sorry team like the Lakers. They're coming to hopefully get one from you, especially when you play a team four times in a year.
And at the end of the day, it's the NBA.
Anything can happen in the NBA. If you shoot like crap, if you're 3 from 23 from the three-point line.
Oh, it was bad.
And Steph and Clay are 1 for 18
three-point
line. You're not going to win many games.
And they was rocking the Kobe socks. Like, I think L.A. was rocking the Kobe socks. You know, that just.
And, I mean, Cleveland has had some bad losses this year. So
you're saying the Lakers game in Golden State is worse.
I think it's about a tie, man. It's just,
it's a push.
It's a push because Golden State have been playing really great. They've been playing excellent basketball. They just happened to not have a great day on Sunday. But they've recovered and bounced back, and they've won their last two games.
So this is a rundown. Okay, the Memphis game. Jeff Green put up 16-10. Vince Carter, 15-4.
Jermichael.
Is that that's right. Jeff Green got traded.
Yeah,
I forgot. Jermichael Green. Who?
Who?
Vince Carter, 104 years old. Vince Carter scores 15. Tony Allen scores 26. Tony Allen.
Well, Tony Allen was a scorer at Oklahoma State.
In 1940? Dude, this is 2016. I was going to say 1990. But Tony Allen, 26 points?
I'm surprised about 26 points. I mean, because he's kind of known for his defense.
Right. You know? He's supposed to be the defense.
They had
specialist.
A Lance Stevenson sighting who Lance put up Stevenson. 17.
Oh, the goober of the NBA? The goober. I mean, did you see? I am so ridiculous. I can't stand watching him play anymore because it's a bonehead decision every game.
He said the goober.
He is the goober of the NBA. I mean, watch every single game he plays. No wonder L.A. Clippers traded him. I'm surprised they got anything for him, to be honest with you. I mean, Charlotte tried to get something for him. I love Lance when he was – but, man, you talking about a guy that's went downhill like in a year and a half fast.
I think at the end of the day, when you look at those two games, you know, you take the breakdown of the player's stats away from them, you take everything away from them, what you have to look at, for me, is when you are a team that is potentially trying to beat the 72-10 Chicago Bulls season, you cannot lose to the LA Lakers this year. You cannot do it. Because what happens if they go 73-11, 71-11, 70 and, you know, whatever, because I can't do math today for some reason. They're going to sit there and say, man, you lost to the Lakers. To the Lakers. That's worse than losing to the Bucks twice. You lost to the Lakers.
They lost to the Bucks. They've lost to the Nuggets. So three of their six losses have been to –
to bad teams, right? Teams.
I mean, if I'm in the playoffs, I want to be a bad team now. But
I can understand losing to a bad team on the road. I can kind of understand that. But to lose to a – and the Grizzlies aren't bad, but without the guys, they're without four starters. I mean, and this isn't the first bad loss of Cleveland like you were
talking
about earlier.
Cleveland's had bad losses this year.
I mean, you can't get blown out by Golden State at home by 40. And that's a bad loss. It's a loss, but it's a really bad loss.
I'd have given Cleveland more crap about that loss had it been by more than 3 points. Because at the end of the day, it was by three, whereas Golden State lost by, what, 17?
But when you have your full roster that is supposed to be healthy and supposed to have everything going, and a bad loss is a bad loss. It don't matter if you lose by three. It doesn't matter if you lose by 20. Yeah, but it's a bad loss. That was a bad loss. That leaves a bad taste in your mouth. Losing to a team that shouldn't be on the court with you. I mean, you should play your second string and should be better than your first, than their first. And they're playing with their second string.
And Golden State is 13-0 against the elite teams, the elite four other teams, the Clippers, the Spurs, the Thunder, and the Cavaliers.
I think that might
but
be.
What
I think
does
that
the Cavs do against other go ahead, sir.
Oh, no, I was just saying, I think to me that's another reason that the Laker loss is worse because you are so dominant against those other teams. Like, you should be able to come in hungover, drunk from the night before. Curry could have played in a wheelchair, and they should have been able to beat the Lakers. Now, I got it.
I disagree
this is
with
the,
that.
It's the NBA. They're playing professional teams. Everybody's out there to win. I got it. But we've come to expect Cleveland to have bad games. We've come to expect them to lose to bad teams.
And we expect them to lose the finals if they get there again. We're at their expectation. LeBron, don't even go because you're going to lose.
And I think that's the other reason I'm like that with Golden State, because with the way they've played this year, I expect them to just run everybody out of the gym.
Out of all the games they played this year, that was the first night that they were really off.
They looked human. That was the first time all season they looked like actually human.
And you let, Memphis got that guy Rio Chalmers. I don't know if you heard Rio Chalmers' theme song. Thank you, Libertard. But they have a song for Rio.
It was a bad trade with Memphis, my friend. You would still be on the Heat if Bumpy couldn't defend. You're in the grind house with Tony Allen, but Mike Conley is the starter, so get used to the bench. That's ridiculous.
And come on, man.
And unfortunately for Rio, it looked like he blew out his Achilles last night, so he might be done for the season.
First of all, Rio, I didn't realize that was, where it was calling him Rio, but all right.
Well, he's like, ain't he like the only one with the last name Chalmers, too? Just him?
Yeah. Game, Rio Chalmers had 17-7.
I expect more from Golden State.
All right. Because we're used to it now.
Yeah.
And I guess we're used to Cleveland losing bad games.
I was more shocked by the Golden State loss because I didn't even watch the game. I woke up around the end of the third quarter because I just wanted to see what the score was. And I saw 84-70. I had to wipe my eyes and make sure I was watching the right thing.
I left work and got the notification on my phone, and I'm like,
and you had double check, right?
I see Golden State, and I'm like, oh, okay, Golden State won. And I looked, I'm like, what? You lost to the Lakers?
But then, obviously, they still got the fourth quarter. Golden State can get hot. They can drop 20 points in 2 minutes, no problem. They just couldn't find the mark at all.
And you don't have those bad games. I mean, it's the first time they looked human.
It was the first time they looked human.
We're going back to the Cavs. Cavs lost the Memphis game. LeBron said after the game they're not ready for the playoffs. Should they be? And does it drive you crazy they saying they're not ready? There are 19, 20 games left in the season, and your leader of the team saying they ain't ready for the playoffs.
And then there was a report from his inner circle that LeBron could be leaving Cleveland again. Again, he could leave Cleveland.
I don't think he's leaving Cleveland.
There's chemistry issues with him and Irving. How he feels about Kevin Love.
If they lose this year, what do they do? They shake things up? I mean, don't you shake things up?
I think they shake things up regardless.
Oh, hell yeah. They move.
If they don't win the finals, not have to shake things up?
They're going to have to do something.
I think win or lose, Love is gone. I do. I think
even if they win the finals.
Even if they win the finals, because if they win, people are going to say it was a fluke. You got lucky. How did you manage to beat a San Antonio? How did you manage to beat a Golden State? They're going to call it a fluke.
People don't come back to the bandwagon. They'll come back to the LeBron bandwagon where LeBron should win 3-4 straight in a row.
But even me, I'm a LeBron fan. Y'all notice. I've defended him left and right. I've defended Cleveland left and right. But if they find a way to win, I will be the first one to say I won't believe it till you do it again. Because it's not like you're in Miami.
Repeat.
It's not like you're in Miami where everybody expects you to win.
So you think they need a repeat to do anything?
They have to win.
I mean, to keep everybody.
They have to win 2 and 3 years to solidify their decisions on bringing in the people they brought in. But I think whether they win or lose, Kevin Love is not a Cleveland Cavalier next year.
All right. Big shout.
Well, I don't believe they're going to win the finals.
I mean, if they don't win the finals, what do they do?
If they don't
blow it up,
they're going to tweak it, do some things. I can see them moving Kevin Love. If they win it, then it'll be hard to justify them blowing it up. Like, you just won the finals, now you're trying to trade everybody for what? unless LeBron is on the phone, hey, you need to get rid of this person or I'm leaving Cleveland.
I don't think they blow it up regardless, either way, but I do think pieces move.
Well, I'm saying blowing up, if you're trading Kevin Love, that's blowing it up, all right? Because that's your big three, and it's not a big three anymore.
See, but
to me, that's blowing up.
And me, being a Cleveland fan, I don't even look at Kevin Love as a part of that big three anymore because Tristan Thompson has played better than he has. So, I mean, when I think of the big three, I think of LeBron, Kyrie, and Tristan. That's the three
to
me. And
you know what Cleveland's best lineup is? Is when LeBron James is at the four. And they have Tristan Thompson.
And they have Tristan Thompson at the five.
That is their best lineup.
When they run Kyrie, Shump, Smith, LeBron, Thompson, that is when they are the best. So for the first time,
it showed when they played. Who did they play? And they blew them out. It was a good team too. Damn, I can't.
Well, I know they blew OKC out.
They blew out OKC,
and they were running that lineup.
They played at Cleveland. They rested. They were playing the Wizards actually, and you know the Wizards have been giving them fits all year. They rested Kevin Love, put LeBron at the four, and they smacked the Wizards.
When I saw what they did to OKC without Moskov playing a whole lot and without Love playing a whole lot, that's when I knew. I said, okay, they can run this small ball type. And with Lou, who wants a fast-paced team, who wants you to move, who wants you to run, that offense, they can go out and score with the Golden States. They can go out and defend with the San Antonio Spurs. Because they don't have Love, who wants to lollygag up the court. You got Tristan, who's banging the glass and who's running. You got LeBron on every fast break out in front of everybody. I mean, he's out in front of Kawhi Leonard when they play that lineup against the Spurs. And we're talking about one of the best defenders in the NBA. He's just leaving everybody.
But where's that every night? Where's that hustle every night? You, I mean, you watch them sometimes, and it's like,
yeah,
where is that hustle every given night? Well, you can't show it. You can't play it sometimes, and that's the problem. What they had in the finals last year,
and this is why
they changed their game plan, and they's like, okay, to this game we ain't gonna play as hard. So Golden State's gonna run all over us.
Yeah, and this is where I go back and defend Cleveland. You're going from a old school mindset coach in David Blatt, who is defense. Will score, will win by six, to a new school thinking coach with Lou, who's like, no, we're going to run. This whole team needs to be conditioned. Everybody needs to be able to move. That whole team don't work like LeBron does. That whole team don't work like J.R. Smith does. You know, now we dog J.R., but his work ethic is unmatched by a lot of people in the NBA. So it's going to take that team a little bit longer than people thought to get in the kind of shape to play that kind of ball.
But that's not their best chance to win. If they try to run with Golden State, Golden State's going to run them out of the gym. They have to play with some kind of pace.
They have to play half court. If you're going to beat Golden State, you got to pound it and ground it inside with Golden State. You got to get them in foul trouble, get Jermond Green in foul trouble, and hope. That's the only way they're going to win is with size. And Thompson has to have a huge series. I mean, absolutely.
He has
huge.
To have a repeat of what he had last year. Right. Had a huge series last year. LeBron made bad decisions last year. I mean, Curry shot lights out last
year. But when are we? Yeah, but LeBron stepped off the pedal. We know he's got to stop.
He has to stop doing that.
He had it in the. He stopped going inside. When is he going to stop taking jumpers and work on the inside game and let everybody else shoot the outside shots? That's when they're the most dangerous. When he gets 10 to 15 assists a game, that's when they're most dangerous.
When he's driving the lane and pulling three defenders in, and he's leaving Shump and JR and Kyrie out on the perimeter by themselves.
Why we can't get a LeBron game six at Boston every game.
Every game.
Exactly. I mean, not even that, but just, you know, and you ain't got shoot.
Just that level of intensity.
Right.
That determination, that grit. I mean,
I'd be happy.
You saw it on his face, like, I'm coming out to win this game.
Game six or game seven against Orlando?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's the best we've seen LeBron ever.
I thought the Boston game, but yeah.
I mean, that Orlando game when he hit that game-winning shot, and because he from go to finish, he had his foot to the floor the whole time. That's what we need to see from LeBron. And I get it. He's getting older, but you know something? I hate to say it, but people are right. When you go 2-4, you are hurting your legacy.
2-4 leaves a nasty coffee stain on the resume.
Absolutely. And those good teams aren't getting any worse. I mean, Golden State, San Antonio ain't getting worse. Oklahoma City ain't getting worse. I mean, you know, who knows what happened in the finals? You play Oklahoma City if they get there. But, you know,
I know that's LeBron sitting there crossing his fingers. Please, OKC. Because
he's got his number. But, hey, come this year, you never know. I mean, they might show up and Westbrook and Durant just go off. But, man, it should be an interesting stretch. LeBron, I want to see Cleveland, that Cleveland Cavalier team that's supposed to be really good, step on somebody's throat and just for a series.
And, I mean, they have the talent. They have the pieces. If they hit enough shots and defend the three-point line, they can win. They can win the finals.
They're not a jump shooting team. That's what I'm saying. They need to be the driving and slashing team.
They need to
kick out
and
for
they
the threes when they're
open.
Super
gritty on the defensive end. I mean, right. they got to be willing to get under shirts, get in people's heads.
Cleveland this year
play nasty.
Their team this year is set up like an old school team. That's what it is. True. They are set up as slow the game down. You know, get these guys off of their marks. You know, go ahead and accept that Curry is going to get his. You know, just like teams accept against you, LeBron's going to get his. You know, there's just nothing.
You can't let Draymond Green go for 19, 15 rebounds and 12 assists.
No. You know, you can't let Klay Thompson go for 35 points. You know, you just can't do it.
You can't have Sean Livingston coming in dropping 15 on you, you know.
You can't have Tony Allen score 26. Tony Allen.
Yeah.
Score 26.
Yeah.
Tony Allen.
No, you can't do that.
I mean, that just what baffles me about the Cleveland team is, like, some nights they just aren't there, man. Like, last night in Sacramento, they played really well.
Yeah, 120. 111.
LeBron had 26. Every member of the starting five was in double figures. Where's that every night?
This is also a team that we're talking like they're a lock from the East, but they're not anymore because Toronto's gotten better.
Charlotte Hornets, baby, they were on fire.
I agree. I mean, there's teams
in
the East.
Didn't the Hornets lose last night?
No.
No, they won.
I thought they lost.
No, we don't talk about the Hornets. I'm glad we're going that way, dude.
They're not a lock to come out of the East anymore. I mean, in the beginning of the year,
if they get home court, the only team that could beat them right now, I think, is Toronto in the series.
Toronto just don't have enough inside scoring in the front court. There's no team in the East that's going to beat them in a 7-game series.
Toronto could with DeRozan and Lowry because they got two really good, really great players.
They got good guards, yeah.
And they could win that game by getting hot the whole series, but they have to take it to them. And if you watch the game the other night, they went on a big run. I can't remember who they were playing, but they went on 29-5 run or something like that. Bismack Biyombo. Oh, my goodness. Why could we not keep him in Charlotte? That is what we're missing right now, is that defense and intensity guy down low. And we let him go to Toronto.
Well, he didn't do crap when he was down here, so it was not.
He did. Don't take that. Come on now. He brought energy. He brought defense when he was out on the court.
He couldn't score.
He could dunk. Some butterfingers. That's all you need to do is dunk. That's all we need him to do is dunk.
He lost on the court sometimes.
Okay, Lance Stevenson didn't.
Lance,
anyway,
he's gone too.
Let's go.
Goober Bean.
Goober Bean. Another Goober sighting. Let's go into Hornets. Hornets are 6th seed in the East right now still. It's amazing. The Hornets beat the Timberwolves on Monday 108-103. I know somebody was there. Mm-hmm. Kemba had 34-7-6. The Hornets beat the Pelicans last night 122-113. Kemba had 30 points again, and Anthony Davis had 40. So,
and Drew Holiday had 38.
Drew Holiday's playing still?
He's playing.
Where's the rest of that Pelicans team?
I don't know.
One player had 40, the other one had 38, and you still lose? Good Lord. Where's the rest of the team at?
They don't have nobody else.
Eric Gordon's sidelined again for the rest of the season. That's been the Pelicans' problem. They don't have another talented guy to go with AD.
The Hornets are one game back of Atlanta, who is 36-28, second in the division. They're only a game and a half out of Miami's lead in the Southeast.
They're only two games behind Boston in the loss column for third.
Dude, Charlotte could be the three seed in the East.
They don't care as long as they're not the eight seed and got to see LeBron. Yep. They don't care. That's,
that's the one. At all avoid costs. Cleveland. But honestly, they could be the third seed. That's insane.
And the way they're playing right now, they're playing like they could beat everybody in the East but Cleveland and Toronto. I mean, they're playing. Well, Boston, I mean, 14 straight home wins.
Boston is tough at home.
Yeah,
man.
Boston, they're protecting the Garden right now.
If you look at the East, the last 10 games, there's one team that's 8-2 in the last 10. That's the Hornets.
That's the Hornets,
8-2 in the last 10 games. And you say what the schedule is, they're 8-2 in the last 10 games.
Well, you know me. I've never liked that whole schedule thing because, you got to play who's in front of you.
Exactly. And they've beaten the brakes off of Indiana like two times in the past 2 weeks.
And they're on a five-game winning streak.
Well, Indiana's still sitting at seven. It's a playoff team we got to handle.
But they could possibly be the three seed. It's insane.
Who's in three right now?
Boston.
No, they're not getting a third. They're not going over Boston.
They're only a couple games out.
They're three games back total because Boston has got four more wins, but they're only two losses behind Boston.
Yeah, I just with the way Boston's playing right now, I don't know.
Last 10 games, 7-3 Boston. Last 10 games, Charlotte, 8-2. 8-2 looks better than 7-3.
How many home games does Boston have left?
I don't know. We have to look. I'm just saying, that's pretty good.
Hey, that's better than we all thought they was only going to win 25 games.
I thought
they
was going to win 25. Didn't me and you both agree? 25 games, maybe? Yeah. They're 38. I mean, and, I got to give Clifford credit. I mean, 35 games.
What did he say?
Whoa.
Clifford credit.
I have to give him credit. And Rich Cho, we got to give credit to.
Oh my God.
We thought.
Hey, is it snowing outside?
I think it is.
Hill's not freezing.
Boston has nine home games left.
Nine
home games left in 10 road games.
Okay.
I mean, right now, if you look at it, we would play Boston in the first round. And I like our chances if we play Boston first
Not
round.
Not if they have home court.
Even if they got home court.
Are you crazy?
Boston, like us, have not proved anything in the playoffs because they're not usually there. So you got two teams in the –
What do you mean they're not usually there? They were there last year.
Boston?
Yeah.
No, they weren't.
They were. Remember, that was the Kevin Love incident.
That was the Kevin
incident.
Love thing.
That's right.
Olynyk.
They still got beat, swept. They got swept, right? Okay. Yeah, you wasn't there. You might as well not be there. If you get the first round of the playoffs and you get swept, you might as well not be there.
Last time I checked, they beat who out for the eighth seed? Oh, that's right. Charlotte. Yeah.
Well, Charlotte didn't deserve to make playoffs last year.
Two teams from the East didn't deserve to make playoffs last year.
We had the Lance Stevenson debacle.
Hey.
Cleveland and Toronto were like the only two teams from the East that deserved to be there last year.
So, yeah, I mean, we keep winning, man. I mean, hopefully we do. We'll see, though. This week ahead, they got Friday, they're home to the Pistons. Do we play the Pacers again? Saturday, home to the Rockets. Who had a monster game yesterday. Dwight Howard actually showed up. Of course, they played the 76ers.
Everybody looks good against Philadelphia.
I grabbed four dudes from the Y the other day, and we played Philly, and we won by 60.
Right. Monday, they're home against the Mavs, and Wednesday, home to the Magic. How you think they do this week? Ooh. They're on a five-game winning streak. Do they keep it going?
They beat the Pistons. I think they beat the Pistons.
We've usually struggled against Dwight Howard. Dwight Howard loves playing against the Hornet franchise for some reason, so he might come up big. And James Harden, he's going to be tough to stop.
Houston's playing for something.
They're battling for that eighth spot.
They're playing for something. So you lose to Houston. So
I think we go 4-0, man. We're at home.
I'm going 4-0. Let me tell you something. You're playing the Rockets at home. And they were my preseason Western Conference favorites to do something. They are a hot freaking mess. You let go of Ty Lawson, and he signs with the Pacers. Good luck there.
Don't they have enough guards? They needed another guard.
Yeah, George Hill. I mean, really, blonde
George
Hill.
They got George Hill. They have Rodney Stuckey. They got Monte Ellis. They got
Jesus, do they really?
Yeah, they got guards galore.
Yeah. What, hey, Ty Lawson,
those are good guards too. Like, those ain't bad guards.
But anyway, you know, we got four. They'll go 4-0 because I mean the Rockets. James Harden can't play defense.
Nah.
He will not. Ole, ole, ole.
I don't think they go 4-0.
I think they go 4-0.
I think they can go 4-0.
Some other NBA games this week. Thursday, the Hawks, the Raptors, Bulls, Spurs.
Ooh, that's going to be a good game.
The Hawks and Raptors.
Oh, yeah.
The Cavs at the Lakers. Watch out, Cavs.
Watch out, Cavs.
Ask the Warriors.
I don't think Cleveland loses on Thursday.
I don't think they do, really. Friday, Rockets and Celtics, Heat at Bulls, Blazers at Warriors. Hey,
ooh,
watch out, Lillard again. I'm telling you, man. Last time they played, 54.
Has there been a better player in the NBA post All-Star break?
I'm telling you,
besides Steph Curry, Damian Lillard.
Lillard's been better than Curry.
No. Nobody has been better than Damian Lillard.
Nobody has been better than Lillard since the All-Star break.
You think Steph?
Nobody.
No, you're saying Steph's not played as good as Lillard.
Steph
is
All-Star. Steph's had a couple nights where he just hasn't had it. Damian Lillard has.
Well, question here then. Would you give Lillard the MVP over Steph?
No, you got to play the whole season. Curry has still been good. He just hasn't been as good as Lillard.
If we go back to last year, Steph didn't have the great. He had the best second half, and he won the MVP.
But he still had a decent first half.
His team won 67 games last year.
But no, nobody has been better than Lillard, and that just goes to show you, go ahead and keep a good player out of the All-Star game again because you want Kobe to be there.
Or you could say the same thing with Kemba. I mean, Kemba's got five straight 30-point games now, right?
He's been awesome.
I mean, you know, he didn't get the All-Star game again, and these two got – but
you know that
going back to Blazers' backcourt, man, McCallum and Lillard.
That's the only thing that gives Golden State really – real trouble is a team that has a dynamite backcourt that can get buckets, because then Steph and Klay have to defend, and it takes away from the offensive end from them. Because
they get tired.
That's the only way you're defending. That's the reason it's so important for the Cavs is they play them. Their backcourt's got to play outstanding.
Kyrie Irving has to play outstanding, man.
Right. He's got to be an all-star.
And J.R. Smith, he needs to keep shooting like he's been shooting all year.
He just gets ice cold in the playoffs. He goes ice cold in the playoffs.
He was amazing in the Atlanta series last year.
Yep.
And then he got to the finals, and he went in the icebox.
He forgot how to shoot.
And then Saturday we got the Pacers at Mavs, Heat at Raptors, huge game there. Grizzlies at Hawks, Thunder at Spurs, huge Saturday night game. Then Sunday we got the Cavs at Clippers.
That should be fun. Is Blake Griffin back? Yeah, for that game?
Not yet.
He probably will try to be back for that game.
I forgot he was still playing. We just
Monday, you got Bulls, Raptors, Grizzlies, Rocket, Blazers at Thunder. Talk about another huge game. Tuesday, Clippers at Spurs, a huge game. Wednesday, Thunder at Celtics, Mavs at Cavs, Hawks at Pistons, and Clippers at Rockets. And you know how the Clippers and Rockets games always are.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a lot of good games coming up this week.
That Thunder at Celtics game will be interesting because they're at Boston.
Oh,
that'll be interesting.
Why would that be interesting?
Because Boston is playing good basketball right now.
Who cares about Boston?
You are such a hater,
dude. Who's their best player on the team?
Isaiah Thomas. Did you forget about him?
Yeah.
All-star guard.
Since 1990, That's the last time I remember Isaiah Thomas.
I'm just saying, Isaiah Thomas.
Marcus Smart has played well. Avery Bradley has been good for them.
Crowder's playing well.
Yeah, Jay Crowder's playing well. Jared Sellinger's playing well.
That team is playing good basketball.
They have a really good team. They got pieces.
I'm sorry, they're 7-3 last game. The Hornets are 8-2.
They need a superstar. They need a superstar player.
Isaiah Thomas could be on the rise as far as a superstar.
He's so small though, man.
Nate Robinson was a superstar for years, and
he wasn't a superstar.
Oh, the hell he was.
He was not a superstar.
The hell he was.
We need to redefine your definition of superstar.
No, clearly we need.
Nate Robinson was not a superstar. He was a star. A superstar is Damian Lillard. Those type of guys are superstars. Seth Curry. Who's Seth Curry?
Brother?
Yeah, that's his brother.
Are you saying his brother's a superstar already? Already.
He was a superstar, too.
He has already name.
Already.
Yeah, the name is superstar,
good
right?
Good Lord.
If you're a part of the family, you're a superstar. Look at Riley Curry right now. I mean, you know.
She's a superstar.
Austin Rivers, then? Is just superstar?
He's not got Curry's name.
He's got a good last name, though.
It's okay. I mean, he's like his coach. It's okay.
True or false?
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
True or false?
God, that's a great line.
I do love that line. Steph Curry will hit 400 plus three-pointers this year. He's at 300. Will he get 400?
False.
That's a lot. That's a lot for 20 games.
True.
That's a lot.
Dude, he's throwing up half court shots now. I mean, go ahead and give it to
he
us.
He hit a 55 footer last night.
I mean, seriously.
And it just dipped. Hit it and just ran off the court.
Can the NBA just go ahead and give 5 points for a half court shot?
Be able to compete with the Warriors.
I mean, you might as well start giving them 5 point shots for these things. Kemba has three straight 30 point games. He will have 7 straight point games of 30.
If the Hornets want to keep
If the Hornets want to keep winning, true.
And the next two games is home to the Pistons and home to the Rockets.
I think
it's,
Rockets ain't playing defense. Detroit ain't playing much defense either. I think it's true.
True. All right. Ty Lawson will lead the Pacers to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Really?
He's an 8 seed, man. I mean, hey.
Are we really even asking that question?
Ty Lawson won't even
Stephanie, I told you about writing this true or false.
Are we really?
Sorry.
Those words should not even been uttered out of your mouth.
False. Phil Jackson is in the bottom 10 for executives in the NBA.
True. He's done a horrible job.
Has he?
I think he's done a horrible. He got put there as soon as he signed Derek Fisher as his head coach.
He wanted Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr reneged on their deal, so then he had to go and.
I don't care.
It doesn't matter.
Grab Derek Fisher.
Is he in the bottom 10, true or false?
True. He is.
He's true. Does he get fired this post?
No.
Does he get fired?
No.
How much longer do you give Phil Jackson?
As long as you want to give him.
Yeah. Really?
I mean.
Really?
Who else are you going to bring in that's going to do any better?
Because how long do you give this guy to be executive when he's not doing a good job?
When this offseason ends.
Besides Porzingis, there's been nothing positive come from
Derek New York. Williams was a great pickup for them. Robin Lopez has
Did you say great or good?
It wasn't great. Look what they were doing last year.
That's what I'm saying. He's made improvements from last
year. Robert Lopez was a solid pickup for them.
They might win 35 games.
They found Langston Galloway. Langston Galloway was a hell of a find for them. They'll go get Luke Walton. Luke Walton will amend everything. He started out 24-0.
He kept Carmelo in New York.
All right. How much longer do you give Phil?
Three years.
You said to whenever possible.
I want to see what they do this offseason, though, with Carmelo Anthony, if they look to move Carmelo Anthony, okay. If Carmelo waives his no-trade clause.
The only way he waives it is to a contending team.
He'll go to Cleveland
this
offseason.
That's the only way he's
– He will join LeBron this offseason.
Or if they can somehow attract Kevin Durant to come to New York.
Even if they do, Carmelo's leaving. I mean, if you bring in Durant, you can't keep Durant and
Why
Carmelo.
Not?
Really?
They played
the two biggest egos? Yeah, okay.
They played on the Olympics.
You think Cleveland is a disaster? Let's put Durant with Carmelo and see how that works out.
I think Durant and Melo could play really well together.
Who?
I think.
Who's going to shoot the ball? And Porzingis?
You said who?
They got plenty of scoring then.
Who's going to pass the ball?
Yeah, they got plenty of scoring, but not enough time for everybody to shoot the ball.
Right. You don't have to go from 60 minutes to 120 minutes in the NBA
games.
That's
why they got Jeremiah Grant. He's going to pass the
ball. Jeremiah Grant? Yeah, who?
He's going Notre Dame.
Yeah, I know.
All I know is we got French people watching the show. What's up?
Oh, by the way, in case you didn't know on this show, we are huge in the Netherlands now. We actually have a solid listen based in the Netherlands every week.
Really?
Yeah. And French. Hey, see?
Yeah, she said, see? That's Spanish.
That's Mexican.
We, bro. We.
Oh, we.
Sorry. Not we, just we.
Oh, we. All right. Anyway, welcome to the show.
No disrespect out there in Paris. We love France. I love France.
I do.
So, buddy, people just say Paris. They don't even say France anymore. They just say Paris.
It's Paris.
Whatever.
But we're huge everywhere. We're international. Kind of like Tyronn Lue. He will coach the Cavs for the next 2 years.
True.
Unless
LeBron leaves.
Ask me that question in 20 games.
I can't. This isn't wait for 20 games to ask you. True or false?
True.
You get one answer. False. He'll be fired.
True
after next
slash
season.
False.
Yeah. I mean, they can't keep switching coaches. Who would they go get?
Who?
Yeah.
That's like the question of the day. Who? Who would you go get?
Yeah.
Dude, who cares who you get?
I'll go get Phil Jackson.
It's LeBron James. It doesn't matter who you put back there.
The guy you call a coach killer?
I didn't call him a coach killer.
I never understood how people call him a coach killer.
What do you mean?
How many coaches have he got fired in Cleveland? Paul Silas, Mike Brown.
All right, Paul Silas.
Mike Brown twice.
No, I put that more on the damn front office than LeBron. Just like I think we all agree, David Blatt's more on the front office.
David Blatt?
Because as soon as LeBron said he was coming back, they should have cut sling low with David Blatt. They should have been like, all right, bro, you got to go.
What, dude, no. When you signed Tyronn Lue as a highest-paid assistant, you knew Blatt was going to get fired at some point.
See, but that was Cleveland's fault. They should have waited for LeBron's decision before they made a coaching decision.
Yes.
All right. Well, there's our NBA action for today. Omaha. We'll see you. We. Yeah, we, right?
We, Omaha.
It's bonjour.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Oh, okay.
No, ain't that hello?
No.
Or is that goodbye?
That's goodbye.
Is it?
All right. Well, y'all got anything else?
Always. Sports is life.
Live life. Love sports, baby.
Everybody on Periscope, stick around. We got another show coming up after this one. Everybody else, see you tomorrow.
Side piece.
And you can catch us everywhere.
Omaha.
It's football on your phone, that's what I said.
It's football on your phone, you can watch it in bed.
Take it with you wherever you go.
Show your friends and watch them all go home.
It's football on your phone.
Yeah.
It's football.